as the resonance and frequencies of the blue whale continues to percolate through your body, we have a question. How is it possible that here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, you can connect with the energy of the whales through the musicians Kachina and Anders? Is it possible there is a oneness that exists where you are connected to everything, everywhere? And if it is true you have this oneness you can connect to, what is it that may prevent this connection? Ah, this is what it is to be a human. To come in with filters that prevent this connection, given in a test of love. And those who move through the test of this love test discover that there is indeed a oneness that exists. And so let us give an affirmation. I release any filters that prevent me from this oneness that exists. I invite the energy of my soul and the love consciousness that is there to permeate through every cell of my body, which is vibrating still with the sound from home. And in this resonance and this sound from home, we wish to invite a message to come forward now from the energy of home, given by Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The music that you hear, that you've been exposed to yet this day, is beautiful. But there is so much more. For the human being, it has been written in so much poetry, in so many stories, presented behind so many scenes in movies. It's soothing. It takes your heart somewhere. It speaks in ways that the words do not. Sometimes it enhances the words, but it's special. And I'm going to tell you some things that I've told you before, but take it to another level. Music is vibration. That has been shown to you. Even today, even in the graphics that you saw here, there is a limit to how high the frequencies are that a human being can hear biologically with their ears. But there is no limit to what a human being can be affected by in music. In other words, there is no frequency limit for a human being's affectation, how it works with you beyond what you can hear, way beyond what you can hear. And some would say, well, how could that work? When the presentation of the music perhaps has a limit itself. And this is where it gets good. Discoveries that start to be made will show that combinations of frequencies unexpectedly create multiples of themselves, which you cannot hear, but you will be affected by. You saw some of it on the screen today. So let me go to the next level. Can your soul hear music? Let's say the human being is no longer on the planet. Does all that go away because there's no music being played? Because you're not here anymore? We've said this before. Where do you think the concept came for the harmonies that you hear now, or the music on this planet? Where did it come from? It's been there from the first child of human. Even with 24 pairs, didn't matter. It was intrinsically here. It was innate. It was built in to the human being. Where do you think you got it? The soul carries it in. It's in your DNA. It's in every child who is born, who smiles when they hear music for the first time, or the curiosity that you can see in their eyes when they hear rhythms and sonorities, and they smile. It came from that which is the Creator. Not invented by humans at all, but continued by humans. So what is it you hear when you're not here? Hearing begins to change in its definition, doesn't it? Because you don't have ears. As that which is the creation of a soul that is around that which is what you call the universe, the galaxy. But what is there? I'll give you something to think about. We have told you repeatedly that this universe of yours, the physics of the universe, how it works, is related to what you describe as a base 12 in mathematics. And what that means is that the structures that you can see and count and work with, the cycles that you can examine, are in a plethora of fours and sixes and eights and even threes. Base 12 is the mathematics of the universe. What you're hearing right now with your ears in this channel is a music that is base 12. 12 half steps between octaves have always been the case in the kinds of music that you enjoy. There is a correlation, a relationship. What a coinky dinky. That the universe would be base 12, and so is the music you're hearing. It's a setup for you to understand that when you're not here, you hear everything. Everything. So follow this. As you cast your eyes in the best telescopes you can into the galaxy and the Webb telescope, and you see beyond the beyond the beyond, light is everywhere. Guess what light is? It's a frequency. Pretty high. But it's a frequency. What if you could stand as a soul on the brink of the galaxy, looking into it, being able to see everything that exists in a multidimensional way, and that light you could hear? What do you think that would sound like? Because it's base 12. There are harmonies sonorities, frequency clusters that create the music of the heavens that you have always heard, always, since the beginning of what you think is time. That's music. As glorious as what you think you might have here, music that would make you swoon, touch your heart, I want you to think about what it might be in the heavens when you can hear light. When all before you there is an orchestra from the stars. That's music. It was given to you to then project upon this planet in a way that you have. But there's more. I will now reveal for the first time. In this shift, there is the beginning of the instructions for mastery. Mastery could be defined in your terms as the slow growth and maturity of the ability to work with multidimensional things. As you become more multidimensional, your senses start to increase. You are aware of more. We have told you this before. But is it possible that in that awareness, you also get a complement of something you didn't expect? The ability to sense that divine music, even within the music of this planet. You start to be able to perceive a different kind of result from the music. What if I told you that those who are in the mastery training, that is to say, those who are coming to this planet and receiving this, what if I told you this? That part of the absorption of this higher end of music also is the guarantee of disease not being able to touch you. Because disease is lower frequency. Therefore, what I am telling you as a summary is that which starts to mature into that which is the training and teaching of mastery starts to let you perceive a higher result or perception or influence of the music, even that might be playing right now, that will never let disease into your body. There will be those who laugh at this and say the human is the human. We've studied it for eons. Disease is disease. You're going to have a lot more than a perception change. And I will say to you that someday there will be research because there are a group of you who will not be getting sick and it will be noticed and it will be studied. Why are they living so long? Why don't they catch the modern diseases? Indeed, what I'm telling you now, someday, will be on a screen like this. When they start looking at the whys of those who are more compassionate, more kind, more complete with themselves, who smile even in adversity and are not afraid of what they're told to be afraid of. There is so much hope in so many layers. This planet will change one person at a time. You've heard that before. That is the secret to a changing consciousness of the planet. It's not an evangelistic belief that has to spread. It's an intrinsic, interior, you might say, belief you've always had, and innate gave it to you. It's self-evident that you are a piece of the Creator. And now you have to start gathering the other pieces. Put them into you and see what's next. Don't be fooled by a system that tells you because you're a certain age, this or that cannot be. You are forever. You're part of the plan. You're part of the light that's coming and is here. Oh, listen. Does this touch your heart? That's by design. That's from your soul. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.